The Los Angeles Dodgers are the hottest team in baseball. They've won 40 of their last 48 games. And last night, they came from behind in dramatic fashion to beat the New York Mets in 12 innings. As NPR's Nathan Rott reports, it's a remarkable turnaround for a team that was near the cellar before the All-Star break.
They're calling Dodger Stadium the Magic Castle. Attendance is up, TV ratings are up, star power is up. And the on-field play is, well, let's let legendary announcer Vin Scully describe it.
Amidst all the madhouse, there is the magic, and the Dodgers have now won 8 straight, 13 out of 14. They are 40-8. They have won 12 straight series. Everything they do is magical.
That was after Adrian Gonzalez scorched a winning hit down the third baseline, completing an improbable comeback in last night's game. Since the All-Star break, the Dodgers are 23-3, and they've only lost one game in the month of August. For those that don't follow baseball, that's hot. Really hot. Woo! To put it in perspective, the last team that was this hot was the 1942 St. Louis Cardinals.
You know, that kind of streak doesn't happen in baseball. There's so many days where things go your wrong way.
Peter Gammons would know. He's a Hall of Fame baseball columnist who now covers the sport on his own website, GammonsDaily.com.
The way this team has morphed from just being a team of stars that struggled early at times to being a team that really plays as a team, to me, is remarkable. I think it is the number one story in baseball.
Which is a much-needed relief for America's game. Suspensions and steroid use have stolen most of the headlines in the last month. The surging Dodgers are a welcome change. Gammon says they're a positive for baseball and have helped bring credibility back to the game.
It's really important for baseball that the Dodgers are good.
After all, he says, they are one of the two most important franchises in the sport. And for years, good wasn't a word you'd use to describe them. Ask Gus Castanis.
I went through the Frank McCourt Dodger years, and they were so miserable.
Frank McCourt is a curse word in Dodger Stadium. He's the team's former owner and is pretty much universally despised for putting profits over play. It got so bad, Major League Baseball forced him to sell the team a year ago. He did keep the parking lots. The new owners, a group that includes Lakers icon Magic Johnson, shelled out hundreds of millions of dollars to bring the team and the fans back. Our fan Castanis was there through it all.
So I figure this must be payback. It's penance, you know.
And maybe that's where the magic is coming from here in the Magic Castle. Down 2-4 at the bottom of the ninth, the fans still have hope.
It's exciting, no matter what, because you feel like you have a chance.
Which is why he stands when Andre Ethier takes a plate. Down 2. Ethier hits a 2-run homer, tying the game at 4.
All right. So you were saying about that chance.
There's always a chance. And I don't know, maybe there's something about how many people are left here, 20,000 people, all believing that we have a chance that maybe makes Andre Ethier think that he's got a shot at hitting it out to left field. That was exciting.
Exciting, magic, that's the new era of Dodgers baseball. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Make this stuff up.